بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل الملائكة. This ayat was recited tonight in the Taraweeh. I thought let me just elaborate a little bit on this ayat, how important it is. You find three kinds of groups in this world. One is that group that has no contact with Allah at all. They are always involved in this world and they only know of this world and nothing else. All the time they will talk of this world and nothing else. That group is always in the wrong. If they talk any time too, they only talk of this world. They have nothing else in mind at heart. Then you get another group, that group is completely opposite. They've not got nothing to do with this world at all. They don't want to see any man also, no creation. They were just going to be in the jungles all the time. So these two groups will always be wrong. The only one group that we correct, that group who lives in this world, but lives for the hereafter. So the ayat, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, that you say, oh Allah, you are our Rabb. When you say you are our Rabb, what's the meaning of that? Every mazhab, every religion will say that they love Allah. They say they love Allah. Likewise, we also say we love Allah. But that's not sufficient. The Rabb means your Rabb that will keep after you in every way. In other words, your Rabb is that Rabb who you look, take care of in every way, cures you, everything. He's your Malik also. When would you say that you are happy with Allah? In the time when how he treats you, at that time when you accept the way he treats you, then you can say you are happy with Allah. When Allah Ta'ala gives you everything of the best in this world, and then you say very happy, and when he takes away everything away from this world from you, then are you still happy? In other words, when he gives the best of this world, he gives you the best health. You're so well all the time, enjoying the things of this world. That time you're saying you're very happy with Allah Ta'ala, but next morning Allah Ta'ala takes everything away from you. Your health and everything. At that occasion, will you still say I'm happy with Allah? So a person who says that he loves Allah, he said, Allah Ta'ala, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, to be firm in whatever he says, to be steadfast in whatever he says. That today you got so good health in you, you are so happy in everything, the next moment he takes everything away, will you remain the same person or not? Steadfast, that is called ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Or now that when you get sick also, will you use the right avenue or the wrong avenues to get your cure? In other words, you find this, but there's a certain people when they get sick now. A good example is a woman does not get a child. She can't get children at all. She now begins to use all the avenues and sometimes the wrong avenues too. Then you come to know whether ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, that Allah Ta'ala says now that I am responsible for what you do get. Now whether you will use the right avenue or you do the wrong avenue, like certain people today, now you find a lady, she walks away, she wants a child, he cannot go somewhere, go to this temple, yeah. Or go to this cover and make sawab there. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا means you do not commit shirk at all. No matter what situation you are, the mountain will move, but you will not move, you will not shift. Until unless you don't have that quality in you of that kind, then you cannot qualify yourself to say, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ means to be so firm, steadfast, consistent in everything. No matter what can happen, the whole world can turn upside down, but you will still remain firm. That kind of person, in every condition, when he's very firm, in every condition, not in one condition. One condition is one of those things, in every condition. Ayyub alayhi salam, we know how much he was so well, but when he was sick, he was so more firm. He was so firm, it's unreal. But he was a Nabi, teaching us the same thing, that we also, if we're going through any difficulties, remember that there is only one door that you stay hold on to, nothing else. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, that's what it means, you will be steadfast in what you do. Your business can go down. You did the right thing, correct way of earning your business. You use the right means and everything. In the end, it so happened, you failed. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, someone will come and tell you, hey, why don't you use the bank, man? Come out of the problems, use the bank. At that time, if you use the bank, what have you done? You have gone to war with Allah Ta'ala. War. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, at that time, you stay firm. No matter what can happen, I will stay firm, I will not do the wrong thing. I will not commit any kind of shirk. This is all called jimikash. Then that kind of person, that tanazzal al malaika, when a time when he's leaving this world, the malaikas are welcoming him. You can read now, you know, that person, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, we have to read. But that person who is really happy to leave this world, that tanazzul al-malaika. The malaikas welcome you, Allah tafahu wa la tahzanu. There's no fear for you, there's no gham, there's no grief for you, no sorrow for you. Because why in the world you are so steadfast? In the world you are so steadfast. You did not only read namaz at time when you're going through some difficulties. You did not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you're in hardships. But in your good days to remember Allah Ta'ala, in your days of difficulties and hardships too, I cannot say bad days. You cannot say bad days. But every day that comes from Allah is the best day. There's no such thing as bad day. When you say bad day, that means what you're trying to say. Allah Ta'ala is bad, na'udhu billah. So in this, if this happened to you is good also. And happened to you, that is good also. وَإِن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ فَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَإِن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Many a time you do not like certain things at all. You're not happy with that situation. فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ is good for you. And many a time you love something so much and you want it that way. But Allah says that is not good for you. When a man sometimes wants to become very rich, and the time is that Allah Ta'ala says that he's not rich, and he's poor, he's remembering me more and more. And the time when I'm going to give him more, he'll forget me. But he does not understand the wisdom behind Allah. So he gives Allah Ta'ala, just give that much that he remembers Allah Ta'ala. So in that condition also you must be very happy. That person is sick all his life. He can't even go to the masjid to read namaz too. But yet this person is happy with Allah's condition. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, Malaika say, they welcome him, that person is passing away with iman. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, he's so firm with his iman for his Islam, that kind of person is welcomed by the Farishta. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاهُ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And they say to him that we have friends in this world and now we have friends the year after too. In the world we were your friends. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاهُ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. In the time of dunya, we were your friends too. In the akhir, we were your friends. What do you want more than that? This is what the ayat is saying, what you recited tonight. That we come from those people, that Allah must make us from those people who become istiqamah with so much firm, steadfastness, iman, Islam, that no matter whatever takes place, we would not turn away from iman. Allah Ta'ala amal kani tawfiq nasib wa ta'ala. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه. ربنا أتمن لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا لا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان بحمة القرآن وحمة النبي آخر الزمان. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد ورحمتك يا رب.